Hey y'all, we are back for another episode of Raw with a Purpose. Mm-hmm. I am Titania Harris, business consultant, author, speaker, CEO of TMH Behavioral Services, founder of TMH Man Cave.
Hey y'all, I'm Latasha Davies. I'm couples, marriage, and family and relationship expert and also with TMH Behavioral Services.
The best VP in the business. The best VP in the business.
All right, she forgets she's a mother, mom, aunt, a best friend, confidant.
Business.
Business need to be told.
No, we're back for episode two. Mm-hmm. So, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Okay, boss.
Why didn't you even see all this? I'm sorry. I don't know if y'all seen. She got her shirt all cut up today. All right.
Courtesy of my personal assistant, Sheree.
Okay, Sheree. Sheree cut ups. Okay, if you want to. Sheree cut ups.
For a cost.
Ain't no free of it. Okay. We're going to get into that episode.
Right. But no, today's episode is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. Stop telling black women how to date.
Woo!
We gonna ruffle some feathers today, but that's...
Just saying, I'm just like, the violin's coming out because I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We ruffling feathers.
I think we wanted to do this episode because we always hear these podcasters, no pun intended. These self-proclaimed relationship experts, bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
Always talking about what black women should do mm-hmm. in terms of dating. Who we should date, how we should date.
What we not doing.
Yes, how we should show up. Mm-hmm. And I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, I'm definitely tired of it.
So I was thinking the other day, like, man, you know, as I was, you know, I'm a nerd. I was doing some research and I was like.
Definitely nerd.
I see these clips of people talking to black men. And I'm going to just say this. We're talking about black men and black women because that's who we care about. Not saying we care about anybody else, but mm-hmm. I just
want to make that clear. Focus.
But that's our focus for this conversation because I think the experience is different for us as black people. So mm-hmm. I just want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was, you know, thinking about this episode and thinking about my work with TMH Man Cave, I realized, like, I've seen some clips mm-hmm. of specifically brothers holding brothers accountable, but not... like I see for black women. I feel like every time I turn around, there's a book about black women how to date after a certain age mm-hmm. or black women in dating or an article. And I know at TMH Man Cave, they talk about relationships, but it's in a private setting, right? Right? It's very intimate. So I want to get into that today. Like, what it feels like mm-hmm. to be judged when you're dating and when you're not. Mm-hmm. How there's this expectations of how we need to prepare to be a wife. What we should do in dating. So that's kind of what I want to get into. Like, yeah. From your personal experience, like, how do you feel about the pressures I think that exist mm-hmm. with being a black woman on the dating scene, not putting mm-hmm. your business out there?
And I'm single. ain't no surprise. Knock, knock. I'm there.
So I want to get into that.
So being single, it is hard. I have not been in a relationship. And people are like, oh, I'm not a relationship. In probably like 10 years, to be honest. And yes, I've dated, but for me, I take relationships super serious. If I'm not 100% in, I'm not doing it. Right. I don't want to go in no relationship where I feel like I got to check phones. I don't trust him. I can't be honest with him. I can't have an honest dialogue. We holding stuff. I don't want to be in that. So yes, I have not been in a committed relationship in that long, mm-hmm. but I have dated. And when I date, I have I'm learning how to take stuff from dating. What things I would look at differently, what things that they have shown me that I can, you know, improve on. But I think too it's the culture, and I feel like family is a big pressure for me because yes. It's like you're 40. What's going on?
I'm glad you said that.
I'm like, yeah, but I'm not, and that's the thing, what I say too. I'm 40, but I can't move like I'm 20.
Mm, what you mean by that?
When I say I'm moving at 40, I got to make real conscious decisions. 20, you kind of like, oh, you're learning, you're still living, you're trying to figure it out. 40, you don't got that time to keep making those same mistakes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I got to be 100% in. Like, even having a child is scarier for me now than at probably at 25.
You're hitting on some good points. I'm glad you hit on the age thing because I think that after a certain age, people do give you the side eye, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. you're not married, not in a relationship. I know for me, even my sexuality has been questioned mm-hmm. because I'm single. And it's like, what? Like,
I think somebody probably thought we was together.
Yeah, like, it's so weird how, like, there's this stigma and this mm-hmm. narrative around singlehood as a black
woman. Or what's wrong with you.
Or what's wrong with you. Or, like, especially when you don't have children.
Yes.
People ask, like, when you gonna have kids? And, mm-hmm. and to me, that's an insensitive question because some people can't have children. I remember last summer I was hanging out with my brother. Shout out to my brother TJ. And he asked me, and I could appreciate this. He said, would you like to have children of your own one day? And I could appreciate that because he said, would you like to? He didn't say, you don't want your own kids? Because as you know, I raised him and, you know, I play a huge part of my nieces and my nephews' lives. And so I could appreciate him asking me that in that sense. But it's the pressure that you feel from just being single and not, whether you're dating or not, just the way the world views singlehood in amongst Black women.
Yeah. And then, I mean, everybody wants you to be married, and everybody, and like I say, people want to get married for the marriage, not for what is what it's about. And people who say that, a lot of times stuff ain't always crispy clean.
Yes.
And I'm not saying being in a marriage is not always going to be crispy clean, but I'm just saying, like, you know, the stresses and the pressures and the things that's going on in your marriage. Like, if you're married and it's like, okay, we're going to have kids. It's like always something after something after something. Like, why can't I just be enjoying where I'm at in this time of my life? Wow. Like, where I'm at in my life, yes, I have a lot of great things that I never even dreamed in my wildest dreams that it would be where I'm at right now. So I'm very proud of myself, proud of where I'm at, proud of the people who is on along this journey with me. But yeah, it's not saying I don't want to get married. It's not saying that we always had these conversations about, I'm ambivalent about having a kid. I'm more so, I'd rather have a partner than maybe a child, but I wouldn't. Both. She wants both. She like, she ain't even budget. I'm at a point like,
I'll say I want both if God says it's fit for me to have both. Because I've raised children, but I do have a desire to have children of my own one day. And, you know, that's a whole, I think that can be a whole other topic
that
too.
Definitely can be.
I think this pressure of just being in a certain space and not even as successful Black women, right?
And that's a hard thing.
As we're climbing the ladder and continuing to build businesses and build our empires, the pressure that comes along with being single. But the flip side of that is not everybody wants to be in a relationship. Not all women, and I think that's why I get upset with some of these narratives that all women don't want to be in a relationship. Like, as I was thinking about this episode, I came across this term called strategic singlehood. And what that basically means is it's like the practice of enacting or maintaining one's single status for the purposes of growth, safety, and exploration. So it's basically the opportunity to live life at your own pace. Some women want that, right? Like, some women, not every Black woman wants to be married. They don't want the responsibility of a relationship. Some people, based on their experiences, feels like there's a risk of being in a relationship because of some of the maybe traumatic things they've experienced in relationships. So I think about that side of it. Like, when I hear this narrative about how we should be married and we should have these children, some Black women just don't want, and I think that's okay.
And then even thinking about people who have been married and now they're going to the next chapter of their life and they say, I don't want to get married again.
Yeah.
And some people say the best thing after marriage was the kids. You know, so sometimes it just people, it's, I wonder if those are people who've also felt that pressure, like, to get married because it was just the thing to do as part of the culture, a part of what's expected. So, like you said, everybody don't want to be married. Like, some people just want a partnership, somebody just want to have, you know, a commitment, some people, you know what I'm saying, I mean, it all depends. And for me I do want to be married. I think for me, like, be more married than have a child, but I wouldn't mind having both or just have the option. For me, it's the option. Like, I don't know. And I even said this is a thing too that I'm struggling with too. Is it more, do I really want to lose a person because I just want the option? You know, because would that be, you know, so I'm struggling with these type of conversations I have in my head, what I have with you. So it's not an easy answer for this, but we just want people to give people grace on this. Like, this is not something, some people didn't walk in, like we both said, we didn't walk into this life saying we want to be single forever. Yeah. We never did. But it's things that been put in our way or things that have happened, occurred, that put us in this position. But I think we are two dope women.
One of the things we didn't touch on, and I'm not a very religious person, but I can remember, you know, I grew up in a church and it was always about, like, you have to be pure as a woman. Like, I just remember all these messages about women in church and how we have to prepare for a husband, but nobody talked to the men about preparing for a wife. I don't know. Like, I think there's messages around religion too, in terms of, like, how a woman should be and how we're supposed to just wait on a man and all these boxes we need to check.
Yeah. And I mean, that's true. I haven't heard that much as well. I'm wondering too, like, what would women, or what would we need as women for us to feel supported in this space? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it is a lot of pressure, but what would it look like for us not to have on the other side someone giving us that support? Or what would that look like? Or what would we need for us to feel okay with our decisions? Because, I mean, I know we'll do it. We'll do what we need to do, but I know we still struggle with it.
Yeah. You know, some tips that I would give would be, do what feels right for you. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is, you're going to hate when I say this, because you hate when I say this word, but like, relationships today are not monolithic. Mm-hmm. You have to decide what's best for you, not what society says, mm-hmm. not what the narrative is around relationships, but like, do what you want to do. My thing is, mm-hmm. if it's polygamy, companionship, monogamy, whatever you choose, my big thing is, as long as it's healthy.
Right.
Like,
the foundation has to be healthy.
Healthy relationship is where it's at.
Yeah. Definitely. I definitely feel that the foundation of anything should be concrete as yep. much as it can be. And we're not going to say you're not going to stumble amongst problems and traumas, things like that. But make sure you take care of yourself yes. in those areas, too. So therapy is a good resource. If you have friends to lean on who have friends, not just seeing a yes friend, but a friend that you can actually have these dialogues and these difficult conversations with, you yeah. know. So I think having those type of moments with people you trust who can support you in these spaces is very important.
Also, living life on your own terms, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. I think you talked about this earlier, like, you just continue to have to live,
right?
And I think also there's this assumption that women who are career focused, mm-hmm. we're single because we didn't focus on a relationship. And I disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I've dated, I've been in relationships. It just didn't work out. It's not mm-hmm. like I said, okay, I'm not dating right now, let me focus on my career, organizations. No, I've done it. It just mm-hmm. hasn't worked out. So right. I think that's part of the conversation too.
Yeah. That we just got to keep having. And I just think people just need to give everybody grace.
Yes.
Support. Understanding, patience is a virtue. Yes, so definitely just giving that.
And I would encourage us to be more open mm-hmm. with our choices. Yeah. I know I'm working on that, just being open to dating others. I'm trying to get that. I know you. What you always say?
I'm open to a vanilla bean. A macchiato. Okay. Because I put some gelato, baby. I'm telling you. I'm just saying, being honest, it's like, I'm open. You yeah. know, I am open to dating outside my race.
I just love brothers. I
love my brothers. But brothers, y'all taking too long. Like, man, come on. I need y'all to be in the microwave ready. Can we put y'all on 5 minutes, new cue, and be ready at the altar? I even go to, I'm like, at the point two, I don't even care about the wedding.
I hear that.
I'm more about the ring. In the house.
But I will say this as we wrap up. One thing I love about us is that despite the challenges, right, mm-hmm. we still feel positive about dating and relationships, right? Mm-hmm. We still yep. have a positive mindset. We feel good about dating. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're just working on deciding what's best for us. And we encourage everybody else to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all follow us at Raw With A Purpose mm-hmm. on all social media. Follow me at Titani Harris, TMH Man Cave.
And follow me at Latasha D29 at, what is it, Instagram? I keep forgetting these, so many social medias. But, you know, hit me at IG.
All right, y'all. We will see y'all on the next episode.
All right. See ya. Bye. Bye. Bye.